This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, America. I'm Robert Greece, and welcome to the CEO Show. We're here today with Ben Midgley. How are you, Ben?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me.
And Ben is the CEO and founding partner of Crunch Franchise. So you're going to hear a really interesting story of how someone was actually in 1995 was on food stamps, and in the mid 90s, and then by 2010 had come up with this idea of Crunch franchising, and by 2020 we're at 1.5 million members, 1,300 franchises sold. So this is a true Americana success story. And also it's one important to us because it's all about staying healthy. And we'll hear the interesting insights of how business actually did really well during the pandemic, which is not easy at all. So let's just talk about your business. How would you define it?
Well, I'd say Crunch Fitness is the parent brand that we operate under. We're all Crunch. And Crunch, I would say, is probably the most progressive and competitive model in the fitness industry right now. There's all sorts of different types of health clubs. You have very large luxury-based health clubs. You have small boutique health clubs, all sorts of players in the middle. What we've tried to do at Crunch and the franchise model specifically is capture as much as we can all under one roof in a good-sized box, say between 20 to 30,000 square feet, and then provide a really tremendous value to the consumers with the price ranging between $10 a month and $29 a month.
And you sort of were the leaders in this whole thing of non-judgment, you know, when I'm looking at the brand. Is that right or am I wrong?
Yeah, that is a Crunch-based philosophy that was created in the 90s. It originated here, and it's just really about making sure everyone, no matter who you are or what you believe or what you like to do, you're welcome at Crunch, and we're here to help you reach your fitness goals.
So let's talk about your business model. So $10 a month to $30 a month, it's not really a large ticket. How does it become really viable? Because you've a lot of equipment that, and then, you've staffing and real estate. How does that model work?
Sure. It's a combination of a few things. So even though we sell memberships, a lot of them, for $9.95 a month, we also have memberships that are $19.95 a month. So you would get additional amenities within the club. As I mentioned, we have a lot of different things going on in there. And then we have some memberships at $29.95. So the membership varies between there. About 40% of our member base is at $9.95. Then 50 to 60% fluctuate between the two top levels. In addition to that, you have personal training revenues, you have some ancillary sales in the clubs, which are drinks and supplements or retail, and then you have annual fees also that the members pay as well. So once you put that all together and you're managing your expenses within the box from the standpoint of your payroll, it has to be managed at a very particular level, and your rent expenses, what you're paying, those are your two largest expenses. Provided you manage those properly and focus your other expense dollars on marketing and, great consumer awareness, then it all works out well, and you can have some really great profit margins. I believe in our FDD this year, the average EBITDA for a club over 20,000 square feet is about $500,000.
Okay, not bad. So, and is the business growing in a sense?
There's a few ways to answer that. The industry itself, barring the pandemic, right, because the industry is on a rebound, has been growing at 3 to 4% a year for the last 10 years. It's a great business industry to be in. It's expanding in a lot of different ways because there's a lot of forces driving awareness of health and fitness, whether those are things like, just insurance companies trying to incentivize people to get healthier. You've got all these devices, Apple Watches and Fitbits and things that are giving folks feedback about their health, so people are coming a lot more conscious in terms of their heart rate, their blood pressure, their steps taken, leads them to do more healthy activities. You've got a big focus on organic foods and natural foods, so the more people think about what they're eating, then they naturally start to think about exercising. You've got this massive expansion of health clubs, whether it's in the boutique area or in the low-price area, which we are high-value, low-price. And then you've got, of course, all sorts of the community-based events, the Tough Mudder races, and, you know, all those outdoor obstacle courses that people are getting into. So fitness in general is rising quite a bit. The industry has about 60 million members in the U.S., so almost a 20% participation rate, and it's about a $35 billion industry. So barring this slight downtick, I think the future is actually very, very bright for health and fitness. And as you can see, it's diverging a little bit more with a little more home workouts going on.
Yeah, and absolutely. I love to work out. You miss when you're not working out. Let's stay for a minute with this franchise model, because a day never goes by where I don't speak with the CEO. And a lot of them, they're saying, you know, my kids are not doing this, or I want them to do, or I'd like a new opportunity. What? And they're like, well, I'll fund you, start something. It sounds like something that could be of interest, because it's also going to help the kids get healthy. Most people, I'm assuming, who go into the business, they're making money on it, but they're also being healthy. What is like the makeup of the right person who might become a franchisee?
Yeah, we don't get too many parents doing this for their kids, because the average club costs about $2 million to get out of the
group. But I'm talking with CEOs,
yeah.
So that's $2 million.
We do have some. I'd say out of about 100 franchise groups, we probably got 5 to 10 folks that are, let's say, doing it as a family, right? Because a lot of times the child that they're doing it for isn't quite at the level that they've run a lot of businesses, but the parents are trying to get them going down the right path. And this is a great way. You got to cut your teeth pretty quick if you're going to run your own business from soup to nuts. So the overall makeup, though, we've got a tremendous amount of professionals, whether they're, you know, past doctors or business people. We have policemen. We have people who have been entrepreneurial in other aspects, people who are franchisees of other brands that also own a piece in fitness. And we've got obviously our fitness enthusiasts who've been in the fitness industry a long time. And we also have private equity that's jumping into the space quite rapidly and buying up chains and growing even faster.
Okay. And is there any specific, you gave your four principles, and it's interesting because they all sort of fit into working out, except maybe not the fourth, but there is certainly the integrity about being true to yourself. If you were giving advice to someone growing a business, the way you really help build this and shape it, what advice would you give? We have 600,000 listeners, and, you know, a lot of them are entrepreneurs.
Yeah, I mean, if you're growing a business, I mean, look, the list of advice you could give to someone is huge, right? So just try to distill it down to a couple of points, but... I mean, I guess first I'd say to someone starting a business, don't be discouraged by losing money at first, right? I mean, that's generally the way the business models work, is you lose money for a while until you've got enough scale and scope to break even. Then after you break even, then it's all about, you know, growing profits from there. So I think planning is incredibly important. Make sure your modeling's proper and you're thinking big. You know, don't think too small. Hope for the best, plan for the worst without getting too specific. And then just understand, if you're going to succeed in business, failing's okay, right? It's going to take some time to get it right. But if you keep going, you're going to get there. You know, just don't be tripped up by the challenges you're going to run into along the way.
And so let's talk about you. Mid-1990s, you're on food stamps, unemployment. What was it that drove you to this concept?
Well, I think what happened first for me is, you know, I was a fun-loving kid when I was in high school, and then rather than going to college, which I never graduated, I gave it a shot, but I didn't get out of college. I went to work at a ski resort, and then I remember very clearly there was one day I was looking in the mirror, and you never know by looking at me now, but my hair was down past my shoulders. I used to smoke cigarettes and enjoy too much recreational activity on the weekends, let's say. I just said, you look terrible. You gotta turn your life around here. So I got into exercising, just did everything I could to try to get in shape, get that smoke out of your lungs, and running in snowstorms, up and down mountains, rain, whatever it was. And then that sort of led me into the fitness space, because I said, well, what can I do to amplify being healthy? So I started to take jobs cleaning machines at small local health clubs, and then it was you know, working at the front desk and so on and so forth. So all those things allowed me to work from the very, very bottom of the industry up to some positions of relative importance. And then At one phase, I was working for a great company called 24 Hour Fitness with some of the folks that are partners now, the chairman, actually, and the global CEO, Mark Mastroff and Jim Rowley, and learned a tremendous amount working out there in California because that was a chain of about 400 clubs. I left there, came back to become the president of Planet Fitness, which is obviously a large franchise company in the space, learned a lot about high value, low price. Saw some opportunities to create maybe a higher value model, which you've seen in other business models in different industries. And then I left Planet and then ended up partnering back with Mark and Jim and some other folks, Craig Thepin and Knott, and you know, Keith Wirtz, that was in the company, some tremendous people that have been an influence on my career. And then we packaged this together and grew from there, and we've been evolving it ever since.
On that note, we're about to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about two things. One, your leadership philosophy in growing the business. But two, any advice you have to us listening on the radio of how we could get in better shape. Back in a few.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Ben Midgley, who is the CEO and founding partner of Crunch Franchise. So we heard about how this came and the concept, and we know it's a pretty cool thing. If it costs $2 million, you could be making $500,000. It's a pretty nice business proposition. Let's talk about your leadership philosophy.
Okay, sure. So for me, I've got about three or four principles that I try to focus on, and that's balance, flexibility, adaptation, and integrity. And really not in any particular order, but those are the things that really come to mind if someone phrases a question to me in the way you did. Balance is generally first and foremost in my mind because I'm married. I have three kids. I've been in business for a long time. I've spent plenty of time where, I'm up at 4:30 on a regular basis. You're on email by 5 and you're working till late in the night, and then you tend to disregard too many other things. And after doing that for quite a few years, you start to realize that you're missing out on some pretty special moments and some pretty special things. So it was a challenge, at least for me personally, to pull myself out of that and make sure that 100% of the priorities are first focused on your family and your loved ones around you, and then business is there to support that. So it's been really great for my life and my balance, and we really try and enforce that on everyone in the company, because you can't really function properly unless your world is functioning properly. So that's the number one.
So let's just stay on that for a minute. So you pulled yourself, in a sense, out of the dumps years ago when you started running, getting in shape and everything. How did you change your balance in life proposition?
Well, I think, just being completely honest with you, you start to realize that you may be doing great and the business is moving, but you're not really as happy as you could be or should be. And at least I think if you're in a place in your life, and I'm just talking from a family perspective, if you're single and hustling, maybe your perfect world to work bell to bell. But when you're in a family position, you start to realize that, if you're looking at your phone rather than talking to your child when they're asking you a question, you're sending the wrong message, right? And then you've really got to try to put yourself in that frame of mind. And then when you start to put that phone down or say, look, after a certain time, I'm just not going to take those emails, or I'm going to make sure I take those vacations, then what you get back in return from that is pretty amazing. I think any parent could tell you anything about those moments. But that was pretty easy for me to convince myself at that point. You're only going to have them home for a certain amount of time, and then after that, your ticket's punched. So enjoy it while you can.
No, I'll tell you, it's a great point, and I can't tell you how many, maybe it's dozens or something, like a billionaires I've interviewed, and a lot of them tell me I just don't have the balance. So it's a great point. That's number one. What's number two, Ben?
Number two is flexibility. All right. And I mean flexibility from the standpoint of a lot of CEOs like to be the ones that have ideas. They're driving the strategy for the business. They're driving the focus. And they tend to get sort of rigid in their thinking. And what I've found over the years is you really need to be open to listening to everybody's points of view, no matter how adverse it is to your own, because you're going to find something in there that you didn't think of, might work better than what you thought about. And the whole point of having a great team is being able to collaborate with that team as effectively as possible. So flexibility, I think, is really very important. Adaptation really just has to do with, business changes. Consumer habits change. All sorts of things can change in your environment. New technology comes into play, or something else is out there that people want that you don't have. So you can't get too stuck in your business model. I don't need to tell you, you know, the names of hundreds of businesses that have been a little too rigid, that were, you know, behemoths in the past that just really aren't there anymore. And or, you know, many startups that went out with a particular business model, wouldn't change it or adapt, and they're not here anymore. So you've got to be open to just changing your business model appropriately as you go and try to be ahead of the curve. I mean, you don't want to be the ones catching up. So you want to try to be ahead of that as best you can. And then finally, just integrity. You know, my dad always used to tell me, everyone is assumed to have integrity until they show you they don't have it. And
that's a good statement.
Yeah, and you don't want to be in that position. You've got to ground yourself that, you know, if the decision making you're making is fair, then generally, you know, everyone's going to come out okay, and that's the goal. Especially if you're in a franchise company, right? The franchisor can't win, the franchisees can't always win. You have to win together.
What would you say your number one characteristic is, if someone had to define you? Like, I'd say I'm curiosity and nonstop. I will keep working till I get something done. What are yours?
Well, you know, I've certainly done 360 reviews, you know, which aren't always the easiest to go through in a business, but I'd say most people would say balance. I think they would, you know.
Good. Your first principle.
Yeah.
So you're doing it. Okay, let's shift over now. Some great insights, by the way, on growing business. Let's talk about growing your body, getting in shape. So what advice do you have to people?
Well, you know, I was one of those fitness guys when I was younger. I'm 50 years old now, but I'd say my workout routine is certainly, you know, foremost in my daily routine. I've got about a 2,000 square foot gym in my basement. So first thing in the morning, we're downstairs exercising, getting that out of the way, because that sort of calibrates you for the day. And then you're off to the races. One thing I found about exercising is it's just consistency, right? Everybody has a different, you know, a goal. They have different things they have to work around, whether they have some injuries or some health conditions or something they're working towards. So you've got to adapt your exercise routine to what your goals are and what your physical condition is. And then your diet is essential, right? You've got to keep your diet there. I'd say 70% of anything you're going to achieve over time is going to be attributed to what you put in your mouth. And then fitness in general is pretty simple. It's calories in, calories out. So if you can balance that out, you know, you're going to stay healthier. You're going to get more years from your life and more life out of your years.
There you go. So we have about a little over a minute left. Let's talk about the pandemic. Your business is actually growing in the pandemic.
We're growing not as fast as we would have grown, but we're definitively still growing. So from an opening standpoint, we'll still open about 50 health clubs this year, which is pretty good growth for any franchise business. We'll probably still sell at least 100 franchises, which is, you know, fantastic acceleration from that standpoint. Member base at the club, as I mentioned, we've already grown by 80,000 members since the shutdown. So, you know, we're expecting that to continue. We're heading into the busy season now. So hopefully, you know, this virus gets under control and people get a little more confidence to go back into their daily routines. I think right now what you're seeing is, you know, a large percentage of the country is a bit fearful and concerned to go out too often. And then you've got another contingency in the country that is dying to get out, right? They didn't like the lockdown. So right now the folks that want to get out seem to be outweighing the folks that want to stay in. But in order to get everything back to normal, right, everybody's got to feel comfortable. So we've been growing really well through this. And as soon as we cross that line, I think the growth is going to accelerate very rapidly. Now, unfortunately, a lot of good names in our business have claimed bankruptcy or the clubs are shutting down. And there's a lot of independent club operators in the U.S. Most of the health clubs in the U.S. are independent. We don't want to see them hurt, but a lot of them have to shut their doors. So unfortunately, with them closing, the larger companies that have stayed are obviously going to benefit from the extra market share. So in addition to you know, the softening of the pandemic, once we get there, there's going to be more market share for the clubs that are still around.
On that note, Ben, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show. And what is the website people go to if they are interested in franchising?
Well, first, thank you very much for having me. I really enjoyed it. And the website is just crunch.com.
Okay. There we have it.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
America, I'm Robert Reese, and welcome to CEO Show. We're here today with Sean Covey. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing great, Robert. It's good to be on your show.
And Sean is the president of Franklin Covey Education. So we're going to talk about a lot of things, execution. We'll talk about principle-centered leadership, and we'll talk about ways that society could get better as well. But let's start out. We might even ask you what it was like being Stephen Covey's son. So you ready for that?
I get asked that question all the time.
So here's the first thing. Talk about everything you're doing with Leader in Me, the concept of transforming education.
Sure, Robert. It's really exciting. As you know, Franklin Covey is a company that's been around for quite some time, and we teach leadership. And we started with organizations. We work with Fortune 500 companies, mid-sized companies, small companies all over the world. And we found this content works extraordinarily well also in education. That wasn't our intent. It's kind of serendipitous how this started. About 12 years ago, a school in Raleigh, North Carolina, a public elementary school called A.B. Combs Elementary, was about to be shut down. 50% free and reduced lunch, a lot of poverty, 28 languages spoken in the school. And the principal was told that their school is going to be shut down because they were failing in every aspect. She's desperate, doesn't know what to do, and goes out and hears Stephen R. Covey, my father, speak on the seven habits, and is so blown away by this and says to herself, why don't we teach these concepts to young kids, teach them to be proactive and begin with the end in mind and to think win-win. So she went back and decided to create what she called a leadership school. And so she taught her kids the seven habits. She taught them other leadership principles. She taught them how to set and achieve goals. Every kid was given a data notebook where they kept track of all their data, so they owned their own grades. She turned the school over to the kids by giving everyone leadership roles and responsibilities in the school. And within 3 years, it became the number one school in the district and the number one school, magnet school, which is a school with a theme, right, number one in the country.
Wow.
With 50% free and reduced, the scores just went off the charts, math and reading scores. The waiting list to get into the school, public elementary, was huge. We saw this school 12 years ago, were blown away by it, and thought, this could be replicated. This nail it and scale it. They've nailed it. They took our content, reinvented the school, taught leaders, you know, reading, writing, math, and leadership to the kids. And so we took that model, codified it. It's called Leader in Me. And just when I saw that, I thought, I've got to get this to everyone. This is like penicillin. And so we have, you know, in the last 12 years, we've built this model called Leader in Me. We've got it now to about 5,000 schools, about 2,500 in the United States, about 2,550 other countries. Our goal is to get it to, you know, 100,000, 200,000 schools. But it teaches children that they can be leaders, gives them responsibilities to own their own grades, to be a leader of reading or a leader on the playground. Every single student inside the school has a leadership role. So this is what I've been doing. This is the division that I'm president of now, trying to spread this really powerful new model of leadership inside of schools to as many schools as we can get.
It's great. It is the future of our nation, of perhaps the world. But let's talk about the audience is CEOs. They're not in education. Why? It sounds great. We know it's the future. Why is it relevant to CEOs?
It's very relevant because we have entire school communities that hire us because they say the workforce we're getting right now is insufficient. It's not enough to know how to do reading, writing, and math. They've got to have people skills, interpersonal skills. These what they call social emotional skills or soft skills. There's a huge career skills gap, and everywhere I go around the world, I hear the same thing. The people that are graduating are not sufficient to work, and we've got to retrain them. And so I think it's vital for business.
I want to interrupt. The world is clearly completely digital, and we all know who have kids.
Yeah.
How does that tie into this?
Well, I think everything, all these principles and these ideas to help close this career skills gap can be taught digitally as well. I think it's going to go blended. The digital is, we're learning, I mean, we're doing in 1 year what we typically would take 10 years to do. Education has been forced to learn how to go digital. against their will. And I think when COVID clears up some, it's going to come back in a blended model. There'll be a lot more learning in the home. There'll be a lot more digital learning, but it'll be a blend of some kind.
Okay. We're about to talk about the four disciplines of execution, but quickly, one more question.
Yeah.
We look at college. I happen to have some kids in college and stuff, and I'm visiting my daughter right now. It's not the experience they want. What do you believe the future, the right future of the whole university education system should be? And you're one of the few people who would really get your sense on this.
Yeah, again, I think it's going to be a blended model of, I think degrees will become less important and certificates will become more important. I think you're going to see a huge disruption in higher education. I see it with my own daughter, okay, going to college. And she says, Dad, this is not what I want to do. I don't want to get this degree because I have to take all these classes. I'd rather get these four certificates, learning how to teach the heart in the home. I love nutrition. There's this institute in Colorado that are experts on it. And so I said, honey, that's great. Do that. So she got the equivalent of associates and all these certificates. And she's got a great education. I think you're going to see a lot more of that. Huge disruption in higher education is coming, and it's going to be lots of different certificates given by companies, by individuals, by new startups. So that's what's ahead of us.
Great. So I hear, like, the CEOs listen to that companies may become involved in education because this is going to become more critical. Let's move over to four disciplines of execution. And I've read, like, well over 1,000 business books. I got to tell you. This is remarkable. The concept I love is the WIG concept.
Yeah.
But just talk about, you were the co-author of this, what the importance of it is.
Well, about 20 years ago, our company just went out and surveyed CEOs and said, what's your number one issue? Everyone came back and it was execution. Not strategy, it's getting things done through people. I got a great plan. How do I execute it? How do I change the behavior of thousands of people, do something different and better? So we took off on a quest to try to solve the problem. We looked at acquiring companies. We talked with professors. After we hired McKinsey to help us, after a few years of this, we feel like we got something that really cracked the code and works really well. And it's the four disciplines of execution, and it's based on the principles of focus, leverage, engagement, and accountability. And the four disciplines are a methodology for running a team, for achieving a goal, an outcome, for running an organization. And just in a nutshell, the four disciplines seem very simple at first, like, duh, of course, what's the big deal here?
But lead versus lag is a biggie also.
Right.
So talk through it.
Sure. Yeah, well, I'll start with that one. That's the second discipline. We call it act on the lead measures. Our experience is that most companies are focused on lag measures. They're focused on how many sales, you know, what was your sales for the month? Or we say, you got to get more specific, and they say, well, okay, what were your sales for the day? Those are all lag measures. A lead measure is, how many face-to-face hours did you spend in front of clients last week? And we find lead measures are hard to discover. We worked with a shoe store, okay? They couldn't increase their sales. We said, find your lead measure. They worked at it. They couldn't find it. Finally, they discovered that if they would measure customers' feet when they walked in to the store, that was the key lead measure that resulted in skyrocketing sales. Lead measures are difficult to get to, but every company spends most of the time focused on lag measures, measuring things in the past, not paying the price to get the lead measure. That's the second discipline. The first one is called focus on the wildly important. We call it a WIG, a wildly important goal. And most organizations, again, they have too many priorities, too many goals. We teach them, and this is now being used by thousands of organizations across the country, including Marriott across the whole country.
Where I am doing this interview right now.
Where you are right now. So I challenge you to go to the front desk and ask them what their wildly important goal is and watch what they come up with. But a WIG is basically is saying you can only do one or two things with excellence. You've got to let all the other planes circle while you land one plane at a time. So for Marriott, it was to increase customer satisfaction. We taught them how to do it and how to narrow it down. So it's focus on the wildly important. Come up with the one or two wildly important things you've got to get done. Write it in an X to Y format, from X to Y by when, focus on the lead majors, create a compelling scoreboard, make sure there's a public scoreboard that tells you if you're winning or losing. So you go to Marriott Hotel, you'll go into the back rooms and you'll see the house cleaners that have a public scoreboard that they produce to tell them how they're doing, if they're winning or losing at any given moment.
We're about to take a commercial break. In one sentence, the next two.
Yeah, so discipline three, compelling scoreboard. Keep a compelling scoreboard. Discipline four is called create a cadence of accountability.
Okay, on that note, we're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Sean Covey. We're going to talk more about leadership. We'll talk about something called Bridle Up Hope. And we're going to start by finding out what it was like growing up when your dad is Stephen Covey.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Robert Breach on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Sean Covey, who is the president of Franklin Covey Education. If someone is interested, what's the website to go to?
Go to leaderinme.org.
And anyone who just tuned in now, we told the most extraordinary story about transforming all of education, starting with one school, now at 5,000, going for 200,000. The big question, I'm going to ask you the positive and the negative. The positive I'll ask you secondly, which is what did you learn most from your dad? But the harder side is a lot of CEOs grow up with an iconic dad. Look, another Sean Lennon grew up with John Lennon. It's challenging when you have an iconic dad. Were there any negatives that you had to overcome, and then talk into what you learned most and what it was really like growing up with him as a principal-centered dad?
Yeah, okay. Sure, thank you, Robert. And I get that question thousands of times. So Stephen R. Covey, he was an amazing dad. As good as he was in public as a writer and speaker, he was even better as a father. I was lucky to have a good dad and a good mom, like I hope you were too. But it was interesting growing up with him. I never really felt, I've got to live up to my father, because I always kind of thought he was funny and embarrassing. He was bald. And I remember when I was like a teenager, I used to meet people. They would come up to me and hug me and cry on my shoulder and say, "Your dad's book changed my life." And I'm 17 and I'm thinking, are you serious? My dad? I mean, you realize he wears a dress shirt with velour sweatpants and boat shoes, and he changed your life? There's no way. And I remember when I was 19, for the first time, I actually opened one of his best-selling books. I kept hearing about him. I'd never even looked at one. And I remember opening up one and reading it and thinking, oh, my goodness, he's matured so much. He's really smart.
He's matured, right.
But I think he was always teaching us principles before the Seven Habits of Highly Effective People were written. He had taught us kids about the concepts. So, for example, they weren't named yet, but he was teaching us, for example, responsibility. Habit one, be proactive. And so I'd come home from school and I'd say, "Dad, my algebra teacher sucks. I'm going to flunk algebra and it's his fault." He'd take me aside and say, "Sean, if you flunk algebra, it's your fault, not his. And if you have a problem with your teacher, don't talk about him. Go talk with him and see if you can work it out. And don't be a victim around this." And I'd say, "Dad, you're so weird. Where's Mom?" And she'd let me blame other people for my problems. So it was a good balance. But he was a great father and taught us kids the Seven Habits. And we struggle with them, but we do our best.
Yeah, one quick question, and you are the number one person in the world who would know this. The difference between the word discipline and habit. Your dad wrote Seven Habits. Highly Effective People, you wrote Four Disciplines of Execution.
Yeah.
What's the difference between those two words?
Yeah, I think the big difference is a habit is something that becomes so routine you don't even think about it, whereas a discipline is something you got to continue to think about. So a habit becomes part of your character, about who you are. In the background, you're not even, it's just operating. It's like your lungs operate automatically. That was Stephen's challenge, is to make this kind of thinking and living so integrated with who you are that you don't even think about it. Like becoming a think win-win person, a person that's always thinking about, I want to win and I want you to as well. I don't want to step on you. I don't want to get stepped on. And together, if we can always think mutual benefit, think abundantly, great things will happen, and try to, you know, trying to learn and make that habitual.
Let's shift gears. I want to talk about Bridal Up Hope.
Sure. Well, this is a real personal story. I lost my daughter. She's 21, about 8 years ago. My wife and I, my daughter Rachel, passed away in a kind of a freak accident. We found out afterwards that she had helped so many girls. She loved horses. She had a horse of her own and one other. And she started taking girls that were hurting, were struggling on trail rides. One girl came up to us and said, I want you to know your daughter completely changed my life. I wouldn't be here today without her. I was struggling so much. She took me on horseback rides for months with a different person. And right then, this idea was born to teach, do what Rachel did, and to start this nonprofit foundation called Bridal Up Hope. And we decided to integrate the seven habits, teach them these life skills. And so what we do is, our mission is to inspire hope, confidence, and resilience in young women through horseback training. So we started this, and we found so many girls that were suffering. There's an epidemic going on, everyone should know about, with young people, especially young women, around depression and anxiety, abuse and trauma. It's everywhere. It's about one in every six or seven girls is impacted by this. We found girls everywhere that had been date raped or had experienced terrible abuse or were in a severe depression or were getting bullied, or the social media just exacerbated it. And they'd come to us, and we put them through these 14 weeks. They'd come for like 3 hours a week. We'd teach them horseback riding skills. The horse was the key. We integrate the seven habits while they're on the horse. Did you see that? The first time the horse felt like you were in charge. That's called being proactive. You can do that in your own life as well. You can draw boundaries. And what's your end in mind for the ride today? That's the goal. You can set goals in your life. And so you started doing this. It's been so effective. 95% life transformation has been the outcomes as surveyed by parents. I just thought, you know what, at work, I license Franklin Covey education all over the world. We're in 150 countries. We're going to do the same thing with Bridal Up Hope. So we started this nonprofit, and we're going to franchise it, just like McDonald's. And we've got five locations right now. We're going to open 20 more this summer. And this is to try to help this challenge going on. But it's been wonderful for our family. It's been impactful, and we hope to help hundreds of thousands of young women.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's great to have someone come up and say, your dad changed my life, but your daughter, that's remarkable. I commend you on your important work. So we only have 1 minute left. Out of everything you've learned, what is your advice on leadership to CEOs?
Probably the definition of leadership, which is leadership is communicating to another person their worth and potential so clearly they come to see in themselves.
Love it.
It's a beautiful definition that my father shared with me one time. I teared up when he shared it because he was so genuine. That's how he treated people. But that's what leadership is. Your job as a leader is to inspire others to see the greatness in them. Not to get plaudits or be ahead with a banner or behind with a whip. It's to empower your team. You're amazing. Here's what I see in you. I think you'd be great at this. Giving people some rope, trusting people, with responsibilities and so forth. I think that's what creates winning cultures, is when people feel empowered and inspired and see the greatness within them because their boss believes in them.
Well, Sean, a real pleasure having you on the CEO show.
Robert, so good to be with you. Your show's amazing. You've reached a lot of people, so I congratulate you for creating something pretty special.
Thank you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.